الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة والسلام وبعث مقاما محمودا للذي الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه غوى ولن يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتلا انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. صدق الله العظيم. This verse from Surah Ali Imran was revealed after the Battle of Uhud. But it was almost forgotten by the Muslims. It came into picture again at or after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away on 12th of Rabiul Awwal, 11th of Hijrah. Today we will study his last few days, because every moment of his life is a lesson for us, living lesson for us. So we should learn lesson from his last few days. It was 29th of Safar, exactly 2 weeks before his death, when he was coming back from Jannatul Baqi, that is graveyard of Muslims after burial. He was coming back to home, headache started, and same time fever, high fever. He fell sick. That is the last sickness which remained for 2 weeks. It was his justice to move on Delhi to the one of his wife's house. So he would move Delhi until he was asking the wives, where shall I go tomorrow? Where is my tent tomorrow? They realized he want that he should be moved to Sayyida Aisha's house. So all of them, they agreed and they opted him, allowed him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1 week before his death, he moved to the house of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, which was just beside the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept on leading the prayer for 11 days during his sickness, until 5 days before his death, and that was Wednesday. He got very serious sickness and fever that he fainted. When he got up, he asked them to bring 7 buckets of water, pour on me from different wells of the Medina. And it was done. Then he went to masjid and he advised the Muslim on Wednesday, 5 days before his death. He gave khutbah. First he said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ اتَّخَذُوا قُبُورَ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ مَسَاجِدَ. May Allah curse Jews and Christians who turn the qubur, the graves of their prophets, into place of worship. And then he advised them, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا قَبْرِي وَثَنًا يُعْبَدْ. Don't take my grave as qabr, which should be worshipped. Thereafter he advised, thereafter he presented himself that, if I have done wrong to someone, please come forward and take revenge. If I have left anyone's back, my back is present. If I have dishonored anyone, my honor is present. Then Salatul Zuhr time arrived. He led Salatul Zuhr. Thereafter again he sat on the minbar. And again he repeated, if I owe something to anyone, please take it from here. One person stood. He said, Ya Rasulullah, you owe me 3 dirham. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his cousin Al-Fadl, pay him back. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised that those people who will be in charge of the affair of the Muslims, they must treat well, good to the Ansar. Muslims will increase and Ansar will decrease. helpers will decrease, and they will be reaching to the extent like salt in a food. They will be decreasing day by day. So anyone who will be in charge of the affairs of the Muslims, he should treat them well. Then he asked, there is one slave who has been given choice. There is one slave of Allah. Inna abdan khayyarahu Allah an yu'tiyahu min zahrati dunya ma sha wa bayna ma inda fakhtara ma inda. There is one slave of Allah who has been given choice whether accept this worldly life's glitter or accept whatever is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that slave accepted whatever is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listening this, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu cried. He cried and he said, my mother and father will be sacrificed for your sake, O Prophet of Allah. Other Sahaba, they were amazed. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, we were amazed on this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking of about one slave of Allah, whom Allah has offered choice, and he is uttering these words to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we realized that it was only Abu Bakr who understood what is meant by the slave of Allah. And it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked about the masjid, talked about the masjid. All the doors of the masjid should be closed except door of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which opens to masjid. And he told that if I have to make someone my friend other than Allah, I would have chosen Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But my friend is Allah, and Abu Bakr is my brother in Islam, and I have loved it. Then on 4 days of the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is Saturday, that is Thursday, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his home on his bed. Sahaba were around him. He asked them, bring me pen and paper. I want to dictate something so that you should not go astray after me. At this point, Sahaba, they argued with each other. One group said, who was led by Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in too much pain. Don't give him trouble. There's no need to write down anything. To us, book of Allah is sufficient. And other groups would say, bring pen and pencil. Pen and paper, write it down what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. When they argued and debated with each other, raising their voice, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam requested them, leave me alone. Leave me alone. On that day, at Maghrib, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam led the last prayer while standing. In Maghrib Salat, he read Surah Al-Mursalat. Thereafter, at Isha time, he was fainted. He asked, when he recovered, asked, have they prayed Salat? Lady said, no. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took shower, but again he fainted. When he came into senses, he again asked them. It happened 3 times. 3 times he took shower to go to masjid, but he fainted. Thereafter, he said, ask Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to lead the prayer. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, feeling that if Abu Bakr Siddiq prayed, led the prayer, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died in this sickness, people will think about him bad omen. In Urdu we call bad shuguni. So she said, Ya Rasulullah, Abu Bakr is soft hearted, he cannot lead prayer. Ask someone else to lead. Prophet said, no. Ask Abu Bakr to lead prayer. She, Aisha Siddiqa, asked other women, Ummahatul Mu'minin, that ask Prophet, he is soft hearted, he cannot lead the prayer. They again said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied in anger, Inna kunna sawahibu Yusuf, muru Abu Bakr, fal yufalli bin nas. فليصلي بالناس. You are the ladies like the ladies of Yusuf, Prophet Yusuf. Order Abu Bakr to lead the prayer. Ladies of Yusuf means they would blame ladies at the time of Yusuf alayhi salam. They would blame Zulaikha. But in their heart they would also love Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Means on their tongue was something, in their heart was something. Same thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on your tongue is something else, in your heart is something else. So you are like ladies of Yusuf. So then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu led the prayer, and he led 17 prayers. One on Thursday, then Friday, Saturday and Sunday, three complete days, and one prayer on next day, that is Yawm al-Ithnain, Monday morning, 17 prayers led by him. But during these prayers, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to masjid. That was one day or two days before his death. He went to masjid while prayer was going on, of Zuhr prayer. He asked the Sahaba who were taking him, seat me beside Abu Bakr, left side of Abu Bakr. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala tried to go back to join the saf while he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming, realized he is coming. But Prophet asked him to stay on Musalla, and then he sat on his left side. He was leading the prayer sitting while Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who was following him, and he was saying loudly takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading. So that was the last prayer sitting he led. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day, means Sunday, one day before, he did free all of his slaves. And also he donated all of the money whatever he had. He had 7 dinars. He also donated his armor to the Muslims. And one of his armor was pledged to a Jew for 30 sa of barley. That is 75 kilo of barley. It was pledged. Then at that night Aisha Siddiqa said, we did not have even enough money to buy oil for the lantern. And she borrowed oil from the neighbors. Then next day at Fajr time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while salat was going on, he lifted up his curtain and saw the Muslims, and he was happy. Muslim thought that as if he is coming out, and they were about to greet him leaving salat, but Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said them, stay on praying, and then he put curtain and went back. Sahaba thought he is now feeling better, but on that day he passed away. How it happened? Last moment, he called Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He talked to her secretly. She cried. Thereafter, he talked to her secretly. She laughed. It was asked by Aisha Siddiqa after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the reason? She said, first he told me that I will not survive in this sickness. I cried. Then he told me that you will be the first one to meet me. You will be first one to die after me in my family. Then I laughed. Then he called Hassan and Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, kissed them and advised others to bring them up in a good way. Then he admonished his wives. Then he said to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, I am feeling the pain of poison which was presented to me at Khaybar, and as if this is killing me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Sahaba, As-salat, as-salat, wuma malakat aymanukum. Protect your prayer, and whatever is under your right hand, means your slaves and girls, be nice to them. Then Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could not hold himself. Then I leant him against my chest. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that time, my brother entered, Abdul Rahman, entered into the house, and there was miswak. He was using it. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking at it, and I realized he needed it. I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you need it? He said, yes, by his head. Then I took it and gave to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used it, but he could not use it. It was too tough, too hard. Then Aisha Siddiqa said, I asked Prophet, do I make it soften for you? He replied again by his head. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha chewed it and then presented to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he used it thoroughly. Also there was a bowl of water beside him. He would pour his hand in it and he would wipe out his face and he would say, La ilaha illallah, inna lil mawti sakarat. There is no God but Allah and there are pains for the death. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hand, uttered few words. No one could listen other than Aisha Siddiqa. She put her ear close to his mouth and she listened what he said. مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ اللهم اغفر لي اللهم ارحمني اللهم بالرفيق الأعلى اللهم بالرفيق الأعلى اللهم بالرفيق الأعلى. This last sentence 3 times. He said, those of the prophets upon whom Allah has mercy, from among the prophets, from among the martyrs, from among the truthful, from among the righteous people. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam uttered these words, his hands fall down and he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This event took place at high morning time on Monday, 12th of Rabiul Awwal, 11th Hijra, around about, you can say, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock morning time. And age of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 63 years and 4 days. What happened after that? As soon as this news relayed, or this news spread in Medina, all of them, they were shocked. They were stunned. You can imagine from the condition of the Muslims, from Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was brave, bravest one. What happened? He lost almost his conscience. And he started saying, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not die, he did not die. Munafiqun, they are declaring he died. He is living, only he went to God, went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Musa alayhi salam went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 40 days, and he will return back as Musa alayhi salam returned back after 40 days. Although the people of Musa, they were saying that he died, passed away, but he came back. Same way Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come back. He was addressing people like this. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came from outside. He entered into masjid, saw the Muslims, he did not talk to anyone. Entered into the hujra of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was covered. He uncovered his face, saw him, and he cried and he kissed him and he said, by Allah, Allah will not give you 2 deaths. One death which Allah has decreed, that has arrived. Then he came out of hujra in the masjid. Sahaba were sitting there listening to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Bakr Siddiq said, O Umar, sit down. Be seated. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq himself started khutbah. What was his khutbah? As soon as he started khutbah, all the sahaba, they came to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, Amma ba'd, man kana ya'budu minkum Muhammadan. أما بعد من كان منكم يعبد محمدا فإن محمدا قد مات ومن كان منكم يعبد الله فإن الله حي لا يموت. Then he recited this verse. قال الله تعالى وما محمد إلا رسول, which I recited before. That anyone who would worship Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he must know that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has died. That anyone who would worship Allah, he must know that Allah is living and he will never die. Then he recited, وما محمد إلا رسول. Muhammad is no more than a messenger. And many messengers have passed away before him. Whenever he will die or he is killed, would you return back to unfaith? If you return back, those who return back to unfaith, they cannot harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will give reward those who are thankful. As soon as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this, as Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that Umar told me, when I heard this ayah from Abu Bakr Siddiq, my feet could not bear me. And I was stunned and I fell down on the ground. And all the Sahaba, they thought that this verse, as if this verse is revealed for this occasion. Because they forgot this verse, and Abu Bakr Siddiq brought this verse to them. And everyone then started reciting this verse. So this is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who took care of the ummah when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also was almost unconscious. So this is the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever can learn some lesson, who should learn from this. And great lesson is, be ready for your death. Death, we cannot escape. No one can escape from death. If our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, most beloved of Allah, cannot escape, then who can escape? Be ready. And also advise and have a wasiyya ready to your relatives, families, people. And the best wasiyya is to make them firm on Deen Islam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رب الرحمن. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد, ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. قال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم, ان الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا, واكرمنا ولا تهنا, واعطنا ولا تحرمنا, واثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا, وارضنا وارض عنا. اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم, واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم, ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر, والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا straight on the line put your heels along the line please don't leave any gap in between when you stand for second rak'ah again check your line الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا ومن يرد ثواب الدنيا نؤته منها ومن يرد ثواب الآخرة نؤته منها وسنجزي الشاكرين وكأي من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين وما كان قولهم إلا أن قالوا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فآتاهم الله ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام تبارك يا رب العالمين ورب العالمين